B-Pod Studios.
The Bruins, the NHL. This is the show that's all hockey. The Sports Hub Hockey Show. With Ryan Johnston, Judd Zerod, and Bob Beer. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
All right, let's talk to Daryl in Vermont, a real piano man himself.
You want to show me some Billy Joel do this and do the harmonica at the same time, like one of the ones strapped around his neck.
Two pianos and a harmonica?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you got something.
Daryl, what do you got for us?
Yes, good afternoon, man.
Yes.
My brother and I, we actually play four pianos at the same time.
So what she did is absolutely nothing.
You guys are like the fabulous Baker Boys.
So wait, so you each play two?
That's correct.
Well, that's the same as what she did. There's just more of you.
No, but we have them in a circle. We play all the keys.
Oh, I bet.
What's the point of that?
My brother, it's Daryl. Daryl and Daryl up here. We get it done.
Your brother's name is Daryl, too?
We all get a circle throwing $20?
This is the Newhart show. This is a goof.
You got it.
You all tickle the ivory, huh?
Yeah. Brother Daryl, and this is my other brother, Daryl. We got six pianos.
They call that circle ivory.
We play four.
Everybody puts in 20. Let's go. Where's your $20? Put it in the bowl.
Jesse and Linfield.
Like all of them.
Hi, Jesse.
Hi, guys. So it's harder to play two pianos because the second one is reflected. So if you think about your left hand, when it's facing the same direction, you're going to go to the left to go high, to the right to go low. But when you flip your arm around, now you got to make that left hand go to the right to go high and left to go low. So it flips everything around on one hand, then from the other hand. So that's got to be harder.
Kind of like driving a remote control car when it's coming back at you. You want to turn it left, but you got to turn it right instead. I got gotcha. You. Yeah,
but at the same time as driving one forward, too.
Right. It's like backing up a trailer. I'd rather go watch that than some idiot on the grannies with two pianos.
That's so mean.
If you're good at backing up a trailer, I'll show up and watch. Tell me the time and place. I'll stand there and watch that. That's a skill.
I'm definitely not good at backing up a trailer.
All right. Well, Jesse, you wouldn't know this, but Hardy and I have a slight obsession with videos on YouTube and Facebook and such where people...
Heavy equipment disasters.
Where people put themselves in situations where they've set themselves up for failure with construction equipment,
boats,
with trailer hitches.
Let me load this excavator on this barge. What could possibly go wrong?
But our favorite one, our all-time favorite one, is this group of guys who are trying to put a large boulder in the back of a pickup truck, a small pickup truck.
I gotta find it now and tweet it out.
they managed to get... We lose it every time we talk about it. They managed to get the large boulder into the back of the truck, and then I won't ruin it for you.
Here it is. I'll tweet it out right now. Well, it's so good.
I would rather watch that video than the two pianos. Although I thought Alicia Keys was good.
It's such a good video. It's so good. But I get it. If you're doing this, but you're really not. It's like
right. I don't. One more.
It's
this.
Unnecessary. Totally Bryce, unnecessary.
Bryce and Groton. What's up, Bryce?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey,
great.
Listen, Hardy, I agree with you 100%. I didn't watch the Grammys, but I saw everybody freaking out and giving Alicia Keys a bunch of credit, so I watched the video. There's nothing more pointless than playing two pianos at once. That the piano's designed for two hands, the low part, the high part.
Right.
I have no idea why she did it. She just did it because they looked cool, and the praise she got for it was just, I mean, it was absurd. And I was pissed about it, and I'm glad that you are also pissed because... Yeah,
it's like back in the 70s when Jimmy Page used to have his two-necked guitar.
Aha.
You know why they don't do that anymore? Because it's unnecessary. You really don't need it. You might have a 12-string on top and a 6-string on the bottom. You might have one tuned differently than the other. But these are two pianos, I'm assuming, tuned exactly the same, when you could just turn around on one piano and put the two hands on the one piano. Why don't you do that?
They just do it for looks and for show, and everybody who has never touched a piano is thinking, oh, this is amazing. But she's doing this. She's just playing one piano, basically. That's all she's doing. Her hands are doing the same thing. It's just two pianos.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Hardy.
All right. Getting some support on this today for a change.
Thank you,
this
Artie.
Is nice.
Thank you.
Yeah. You guys been bugging him all day, too.
Thank you, Artie.
You're welcome. You're welcome, everyone. Don't pull up Twitter right now, Beto, because I didn't any other explanation. I just put the video up there.
Yeah.
Don't look at it.
You just did?
Don't.
You put it up?
Don't look.
Hold on. You put it, Twitter?
Oh, yes. It's so good.
The boulder going in the back of the...
Oh. Oh, man.
The audio, though, is the best part.
It's got the wood,
audio. The wood pallet in the back of the pickup bed. Like, that's going to save everything. We'll put a wood pallet down first and put the boulder on top of the wood pallet, and that'll... Stop the truck from being damaged.
I hope that video has the audio included of the conversation that takes place.
Oh my
as
God.
As they do that.
It blew the whole back end out.
All right.
It is tires.
I want to tell you this. The Celtics are speaking at this hour. Per Brad Stevens, Kyrie Irving will not play on Tuesday against the Sixers. That's the latest on Kyrie's status. And again,
and he's not going to play on Wednesday.
Well, they're a better team without him.
Just mark it down right now.
And that also means he should not be playing in the All-Star game.
Right.
Meanwhile, Al Horford on comments made by Marcus Morris. We addressed it today and we are moving past it.
Ooh.
That's what he's got. We've addressed it and we're moving past it. But what have they addressed is my question. Just the fact that he let it out publicly, what's going on? Is that what the issue is?
Yeah.
Or is it the issue itself?
I think it's
We've addressed the fact that we're all just sort of here and we're not playing as a team. Have you addressed that issue, or have you just addressed the part about speaking, you know, outside the team, speaking publicly about what's going on behind those locker room doors? What are they upset about? Are they upset because it's true, or are they upset because he's talking about it? That's a very pertinent question for Al Horford today. I'm sure he's not going to get into the details, though, of what it is. Derek is in Hampton. Derek.
Hey, guys. I can tell you, I can't tune a piano, but I can tune a fish. I got to throw Kyrie under the bus. I think since he's gotten here, they kind of went away from being the Celtics that really liked to play together and played well together. And right off the bat, he was good, but it seems like he's kind of wearing on the team a little bit.
Kyrie's wearing on the team, or Hayward's wearing on the team? I didn't hear what you said.
Well, I think, what are you going to do with Hayward? Are you going to just can him and eat his contract?
No.
You're not going to be able to sign anybody in his place. You can't trade him.
No.
You got to work him on the floor so he can get his legs back.
That's the problem, though, with anything related to Kyrie. He's still far and away the best player on this team. And even if you run the risk of getting nothing in return, if he just decides to leave at the end of the year, I don't see how you can risk it. You've got the best player on your team right now, and you're just going to trade him because you think he may not stay.
Well, you can't trade him.
Right.
That ship has sailed.
Right. But up until this point, and everybody who has said, you might as well trade him now if he's not going to stay. You don't know he's not going to stay. And even if he doesn't stay, was never on board with trade, and certainly not last year when that was the talk. Oh, my God, Kyrie's hurt. Look at what Terry Rozier's doing out there for the Celtics in the playoffs. We don't need him. Let's trade Kyrie now. No. No, you're not doing that. You try and convince him to stay. You have to. He's your best player by far. It's not even.
I can't believe
it's not even a conversation.
617-779-0985. Full phone lines right now on both the Celtics
and pianos.
We'll address both as we continue on Zolak and Bertrand right after this. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
617-779-0985. Oh, what do you want to do, piano or Kyrie?
Oh, God, piano.
I mean, piano for me wins outright.
Yeah.
Now. Piano. We've done a lot of bitching about the Celtics today.
Yeah.
Tom is in Worcester. Hi, Tom.
Hardy, Hardy, Hardy. I'm very disappointed you being such a music buff. It's not hard to play two pianos at once, but what you failed to recognize was that she was also chewing gum at the same time.
Ah, there it is.
Shame on
you. She had to get dressed, too. She probably wore a different outfit, right?
There it is. Yep. That's my mistake. My mistake.
Great show, guys.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank all right, you. Tom.
Tommy.
Hardy was ready to get his back up and defend himself.
I thought.
Yep. Barry in New Hampshire. Barry.
Hey, guys. I wanted to give you an example of a time when using two keyboards made sense. The Doors, the group The Doors, had no bass player. So Ray Manzarek, the keyboard player, played one keyboard, played bass on one keyboard, and played keyboard for the melody on the other keyboard. So that was the time when it did actually make sense to have two keyboards.
I'm in the mood for a melody.
That to me is a completely different thing, though. That's keyboards that you can create very different sounds from because they are electronic.
Right.
These are two old school pianos.
If you have one
sound.
Keyboard that's like, you know, pitched like an octave or a couple octaves lower than a normal keyboard so you can play a bass.
Yeah.
But I don't even know if you need that. And by the way, the Doors had bass player. Too bad Capello went away because he would talk about the Doors until you wanted to eat a bullet. But the Doors had bass players like on the records. And it's like some of their live performances, I guess they didn't have a bass player. Again, I'm supposed to turn cartwheels.
Well, and their keyboard guy.
Because the keyboard has played a bass line with his left hand. Oh, my God.
Well, Uncle Fester was their keyboard player, wasn't he, from the Munsters? Because they have the same keyboard effect, right? Didn't they use the Munsters keyboard?
What, like the Hammond B3 sound?
Yeah.
Probably.
Adam's family.
That's Adam's family. Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah.
You're okay.
Weird music, man.
Yep. Nick in the car. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. I talked with my brother, who is a professional musician for 30 years now. He actually said, unless one piano is electronic, there's absolutely no reason to have two pianos.
There it
is. Other than the fact that she's just showing off that, hey, look, I can play these things sideways without having to look at each hand.
And by the way, there's no issue with that. I don't have an issue with her and her two pianos. It was a great look on TV. She's not heaping praise all over herself. It's everybody else you got an issue with.
Yeah.
I got an issue with her, too, because she knows better. She knows it's no big deal. So why did she even agree to do it?
Right. He's got a point.
And as somebody else pointed out, she's not looking with either hand?
Because she's an entertainer, and she believes in putting on a show and people saying, ooh, and ah.
Right.
And that's her doing her job as a good entertainer. So I have no issue with her.
Like Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles did for their entire lives. Yeah, they never looked. Not once. They didn't even get a reference point and then look away. No. Jeez. Well, come on. Jeff Healey Band. Played with a damn guitar on his lap. Couldn't see. Let's talk about him.
Roadhouse. That was on this weekend.
Well, Alicia Keys looked at that and played two pianos without looking. So what?
What do you think, Angel Eyes?
Josh in Haverhill has a football point. What do you got, Josh?
Hey, what's happening, fellas? Hey. Oh, man, hey. I think you're dead wrong about the AAF. I think it's going to make it.
Yeah.
I was watching that over the Grammys last night. I'm telling you, man. I'm rooting for the Arizona Hotshots, just like the call screener. Hardy, you don't want a team in Detroit? Come on now. The team, it's going to expand.
That's a good point.
Don't you have enough pain?
No, Detroit deserves a football team. You're absolutely right.
A true football team. A hard-hitting football team.
That's so pathetic.
You know what I'm saying, Hardy?
Good enough to beat the Patriots.
How about this? The Grammys last night, you said you were watching the AAF over that. Grammy Awards ratings plunged 24%. Oh, sorry. Wait a minute. That was last year's Grammys. This is old news.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, my bad.
Fake news.
That's not fake. It was just last year's news. Last year was a 9-year low. So I want to know if
it's gotta
went
be
up
lower
or down.
This year.
They get up or down.
It's got to be lower this year. Not a ton of new artists. I think it went down. It probably went down more.
By the way, did you see Patricia hanging out with Bill and Linda?
No.
The photograph of them all.
Where is this at?
It looked like they were in someplace tropical, maybe enjoying some warm weather together. Patricia all smiles. Like, why don't you get your ass back to Detroit and start figuring things out?
Well, it's the offseason.
No days off. If anybody should be instituting the no days off policy, it's Matt Patricia. Vacation. Stop
Everybody
it.
Everybody needs time away. That's what Chicago
Just
said.
Just for the day from your body?
From each other.
Mm-hmm. Ah, here it is. I got this year's ratings. So last year they went down 24%.
Yep.
And this year they went back up, but less than 1%. So they stayed down. They stayed down, down, awful. Down.
Yuck, yuck,
So
yuck.
I think last year and this year are the two like worst rated Grammys in recent times. Not doing well as a television
Not a lot
show.
Of new artists, you know?
Well, sure there are.
Yeah, but not good. It's all the same, other than Pulse Malone.
Yeah, and his performance was with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. It was like a Chili Peppers thing. Most disappointing concert I ever went to in my life.
The Chili Peppers?
Yeah. Very disappointing. Celtics thoughts with David in Carlisle. Hi, David.
Hi, I'm on the phone now.
Jesus. Whoa. Coming in hot. What do you got?
I was at the game Saturday night.
Oh, we got to put you on hold, David. We got to see if we can get a better phone situation there. Barbara and Beverly on the Celtics. Hi, Barbara.
Hi, I'm not just on the Celtics, but real quick, sure. Kyrie Irving needs to go. Okay, in my mind, I used to watch Larry Bird. I used to watch superstars that were pains because I used to see them out in Boston. And they weren't like this.
Or to see him at the Forest?
To me, the morale went down right away when he came. And it seemed to, like, carry over. And since he doesn't have the team he wants, he seems to be pouting. I don't know if that's true, but it seems that way. The other good point I wanted to make was I loved the Patriots game because I love defense. And to me, to watch Hightower and Trey Flowers and everybody in Van Noy, everybody do their job, from Guy to Shelton, everybody was pretty close to perfect Sunday. So to me, that was a big deal. So you guys take care.
All right, Barbara. I don't disagree with you on the Super Bowl, but you know what? You wouldn't want to watch that every game.
No. This is a nice changeup.
That's good, like once in a while. Every game, you don't want to see every game play out like that.
I don't like the fact it was a 3-3 game. Felt that they were completely dominating them. I didn't like that at all. 3-3 game. I didn't feel comfortable. You know, not until they scored that touchdown. That was it. It's the only time I felt comfortable in that game. Sony Michel put that ball in. That was it. It was a good game. It was a good competitive game. People are killing that game, saying it's the worst Super Bowl I ever played. Disagree with that. It's a very competitive game. That's a one-score game, man. Entire game. Can't ask for anything better.
Okay, but
that.
You do have to consider the expectations going into it with the high-powered
over. Take the over.
High-powered offense of the Rams and Tom Brady at quarterback for the Patriots.
I agree. Take the over.
So that did not meet the offensive expectations for that game. It just didn't.
Right.
So I get why some people might have been feeling disappointed. If you had a rooting interest in it, you were likely not disappointed because you don't care how it plays out. You care about it being competitive. You care about your team being in it. And both teams, for the better part of that game, were in it. It was a competitive game until late in the fourth quarter when it was decided. We'll try and get David back on. David, let's try this again.
Okay, how about this?
Oh, much better.
Okay. I had on voicemail, so that's a problem. Saturday night, I was at that game. Second half, after Kyrie went out, after Kyrie went out, every missed outside shot was a turnover. Nobody was in the paint. Generally, they've had Aaron Baines in the paint, and there was nobody in the paint. So the whole second half was all turnovers, outside shots. The difference with Kyrie is he makes those outside shots, at least some of them. Nobody made anything second half, so that was the difference.
Which goes back to Kyrie is their best player. It's not close.
Well, they got to have somebody like Aaron Baines playing in the paint, which they could have done with Robert Williams or with Al Horford. But Al Horford really is an outside guy. He's not a paint player. He's not a post player.
Okay, David. Here's the thing about the Celtics right now. If they have a buyout candidate, I know who they should get.
Who?
If he becomes available, which is still up in the air as of the end of last week. Robin Lopez might become available.
Oh, the Bulls, Lopez twins.
The Bulls might buy him out. They could use someone like that. If they were to get him, and again, the reports out of Chicago over the last 3 or 4 days or that he's not going to demand the buyout. He's not going to demand it from the team. And right now the team doesn't feel obligated to do it. So maybe he doesn't become free, but if he does, that's a guy I'd like to see them add.
Without Zolak and Bertrand, your workday is just pushing papers and eating lunch.
What, is there a problem?
With Zolak and Bertrand, it's pushing papers, eating lunch, and talking sports.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Way better. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Here on Zolak and Bertrand. Joe Siders, New Pornographer's drummer, has weighed in on the Alicia Keys piano debate. He says he just watched the video. The only advantage here is playing two pianos in the same register, which he does at multiple points. Mostly just a visual thing.
Right.
Which I say there's nothing wrong with.
You don't play with your feet? That'd show me something. Just put your toes up there and then...
Yes.
Yeah.
Play with your feet.
Stand. Chopsticks.
Now that would be hard.
Stand up on that thing like Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer. Jerry Lee Lewis come from Louisiana, come here tonight to play this here piano. Now that's a visual. That's what you're going to talk about.
See, it's the stuff McCarthy couldn't give us last week.
Kick that piano stool back. Boom.
Mm.
Now that's a visual. Mm. Tell me I got to be impressed by that. Stop it. I'm not.
We're aware that you're not impressed. We're aware, Hardy, okay? 617-779.
Isn't it the same like a drummer playing like a drum set, like 18 different drums on it? Like,
Paul's in Fall River. Paul.
Also unnecessary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Paul.
The whole point of the thing was it was a tribute to Hazel Scott. It had nothing to do with anything else. It was a tribute to a jazz pianist. That was the whole point of it. That's all I wanted to let you pea brains know.
Did they bring that up during the performance last night?
Was that mentioned?
Yeah, was that mentioned, Paul?
He hung up on us.
Nah, hit and run.
After the fact, people brought up that it had been done
before. I don't
even
know what you're talking about.
After the fact, people brought that up. But during the performance last night, was that mentioned at all?
I don't know. I didn't watch it. You guys watched it.
I didn't see that mention.
You guys are more musically inclined, you know, historically than I am.
I did not see that mention.
I don't think that would slip by either one of you two. You know,
I don't think that mentioned as part of the trip.
Did she get a lifetime achievement award last night? That person you mentioned.
What'd you make of Diana Ross's performance? By the way,
I only saw part of it.
What a waste of time that was.
Not great.
You know what?
Not good.
We never touched on this.
Play the hits, Hardy. That's what I say.
What'd she sing?
Oh, I guess it's one of her like songs that's well known. I didn't really know it.
I thought at the Super Bowl, America the Beautiful and the Star Spangled Banner was done perfectly. I thought they nailed it. I thought it was tremendous. We never touched on that.
Wait, I'm sorry?
I thought America the Beautiful and the Star Spangled Banner were done perfectly at the Super Bowl.
Oh, they were? Gladys was terrific.
She knocked it out, man. Knocked it out.
Yep. And Chloe and Halle sang the America the Beautiful, and they performed again at the Grammys last night.
It was unreal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did a good job.
They did an excellent job.
You like Melissa Etheridge's anthem in Kansas City.
It was 500 times better than anything that Jimmy Buffett should never sing the national anthem again based on what he did at the Saints game. Melissa Etheridge kicked his ass. It wasn't even close. That was a bad day for Jimmy Buffett. It's like,
bad day for parrot heads.
I almost said, that's not Jimmy Buffett. They did a lookalike on a street contest and said, hey, get out there, try and sing the national anthem. And then the guy extends his arm and drops the mic like he nailed it. That was one of the worst things I've ever seen or heard. It was bad for him. Really bad. Good job, Melissa Etheridge. She did a nice job. She came right through that window. Yep.
I just wasn't that blown away by it. She's really good. But I think it was cold.
I wasn't blown away by it. But she, you know, for 0 degrees and you're out there and you're singing it?
Yeah, you take that into consideration.
Yeah.
Cody's in Melrose. Hi, Cody.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Quick points. If Kyrie sits out and misses these two games, but then goes out there this weekend and plays in the All-Star game, you guys think that will sit well in the locker room?
No, hell no.
No, he is not. He can't play in the All-Star game. Beat will hit it. Read the stuff coming out of Celtics news today that...
And that's before I knew he wasn't playing tomorrow.
Right, but no, you said there was people talking at the Celtics today, and he's not going to play tomorrow. And if he would trend to play in the All-Star game and miss more games, that would look bad for him. Absolutely.
Yeah, that'll definitely piss everyone back off. But another thing is, don't you guys think after Marcus Morris' comments, everyone on the Celtics should just shut up and stop being a drama queen?
I think that's what, I guess, Al Horford talked about today.
But do you think that Marcus Morris was being a drama queen?
No. He said, hey, we're winning. Yeah, great. We're not enjoying ourselves. We're not having fun. Now, fun you could take a different way, like I said, you know, and you said. He's talking about the whole experience of us liking what we do. It's like they don't like each other right now for whatever reason. And I blame the young kids.
And you have good chemistry with your teammates. So, yeah. Don't you play harder? Don't you play better? You take more enjoyment in the wins?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Playing for each other. That's what he's talking about.
Why do you think the Patriots went nuts in Kansas City?
Right.
Because they came together and they played a perfect game. They didn't get penalized. They didn't commit mistakes. They hung in there and they had each other's back the entire night on the road. And that meant something to them. Why they went nuts.
Which teammate has another teammate's back on this team right now? Who feels that they've got teammates that have their back on this team right now?
Isn't it amazing that you go like right to Marcus Smart? Like, I bet that guy would have anybody's back on
it
this
team. It feels like a baseball team, like a bad baseball team where all of a sudden everyone just shows up and does their own thing. Right? And you can get away with it in that sport because it seems individualized.
That's the worst thing is to have veterans separate from the young kids because then it becomes clicky. Then you don't play together.
I think we were already there.
Yeah.
Phil is in Milford. Hi, Phil.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, good. How you doing?
Good. Hey, I think Kyrie's a great player and all, but I just think he's going to go down and one of them great players that just can't handle Boston. I don't think he likes Boston. I think we're going to see him leave at the end. And, you know, if he sits, it's all right with me. I think the young guys will take over and start liking each other. And as far as Haywood, I think he should be practicing on the offseason, get him right. Yeah. And sit him for a while.
So you don't want to win a championship this year? Or you don't want to contend for one?
Well, right now, the way Gordon Hayward's playing, he's not going to help you win a championship anyway.
But, I mean, you sit Kyrie down, get rid of him, you know, not play Gordon Hayward, not play any of all these guys you're playing. You want to play all the young kids and roll them all out there?
I think he was talking about the future with Kyrie.
I know.
I think he's talking about next season. Jason in Nashville. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
All right, look. This whole team thing is really starting to aggravate me. All these fans that really think that we are better without Kyrie just because we win a couple regular season games without him is stupid. All these teams that we played in the playoffs last year, because that's what they've... Big Jim Murray's right. I think one of the worst things they could have done is go to the Eastern Conference Finals without their two-star players, because now these young guys think that maybe they can do it without him. I don't know. All I know is that all these teams in the East got better since last year. Last year does not matter anymore. If you don't have your best player in the playoffs, then you don't make it anywhere. You know what I mean? Not with those teams that gotten better. But this whole thing, like that Morris said, I directed, if we remember, him and Brown got into it because of the effort Brown lacked. I really do think it could be the young guys and the veterans or whatever, but I just think that something needs to change. Somebody needs to step up and say, look, are we doing this or not? Because if not, then, you know, I just don't get it. But there's no moves. You can't trade anybody. You need to save everybody if you want Anthony Davis and all that. But this whole thing
you can't trade anybody now anyway. You're going to get to the offseason. And that's when the Anthony Davis stuff picks up.
Yeah.
So that's what you're waiting on. No, there's no trades. There's nothing that's going to shake the group up now between now and the end of the round.
I hope those young kids don't get offended by Anthony Davis. I really don't. Have him come in here.
You got to wonder, though. Got to wonder if those trade talks and those rumors impacted what's been going on here. Today's takeaways are coming your way right after this.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
Break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways brought to you by Week 180 Weight Loss, the program that's helped Cal Draper pop, stop, and drop of NBC Sports Boston lose 25 pounds, and he's still counting. What's stopping you from getting into week 180? So
Yeah.
Marcus Morris, something else came out?
Well, Marcus Morris on how his team reacted to his comments. He's speaking just minutes ago. Brian Robb had this tweet quoting him saying, for the most part, you know, everybody agreed with me. Coach, he thought it was the right thing to say. More of the fact of I could have basically kept that in-house and talked to my teammates, but you guys caught me in a good time. That's him talking media. Also saying this, Chris Forsberg put up this longer quote. To me, it was just speaking real. I'm not really about to BS stuff. I want to win a championship. I understand what it takes to get there basically every day. And I think that's why my teammates, they definitely accepted it because they see that I'm a guy that comes in here and I put my hard hat on and come to work.
Lunch bell guy.
I'm passionate about it. And I don't know no other way to be in this position to have a chance to compete for something like that. You know, it means a lot to me because you don't get this opportunity at all in this league. 8 years I've been in the NBA. It's not a crazy amount, but 8 years I've been in this league. I never even thought I could win a championship with the teams I was on. And this team, I feel a lot different about. And I just want to push us to that position. Well said. Again, comes back 2 days later and says, yeah, you know, some people are upset with me that I didn't keep that in-house, but no BS. So for all that, you caught him in a bad moment. He stepped over the line. It was over the line. He crossed the line. Or he's talking stupid, as the caller said today, because it was after a game. Nope. He backed it 2 days later with, you know, almost 40, we'll say 36 hours at least to even, sit there and think about it.
I'm sorry, Smokey. You were over the line. That's a foul. Yeah, no.
Has the whole world gone crazy?
So he is telling you, nope. That's not bullcrap. That's me because I'm passionate about the chance to win.
He's absolutely right. Does this team have enough talent to compete for a championship?
Yes. They may not have enough to beat Golden State, but I'll tell you what they do have enough to. They have enough to compete.
They have enough to win the East.
They have enough to not get embarrassed.
They have enough to win the East.
Yes, they do.
Get yourself into the last series of the season.
They have enough to get there. It's not about talent. It's about attitude. It's about effort. It's about passion for winning, and he's got it, and he's concerned that others don't. So I say good for him. I'm glad he backed it up again today. He's not backing down from what he said.
Nope.
Only thing he said is maybe I could have kept that in-house. But that's how I feel.
Yeah, he brought the coach into it too. He said, coach agrees with me also. Like, he may not.
He may disagree about him saying it publicly.
Well, that's what Al Horford's saying. Hey, yeah, we're going to move past that because we're going to do things differently now. That's what Al meant by that.
Well, then Al, become the leader then.
Yeah.
Al, be the guy that people look up to then.
Yeah.
Because the team desperately needs it. They do. They need it right now.
It was Marcus Morris that said we need more veteran leaders too, right? Or was that Kyrie?
Who said it earlier?
No, that was Kyrie.
That was Kyrie earlier.
That was Kyrie talking about it.
Jesus, that's right.
Yeah.
This has been going on for months.
Hey, some other things we talked about today, including the AAF.
Yeah.
They
have a Sky Judge.
New football league with a Sky Judge.
Yeah. Replay official.
Sky Ref.
Sky Judge.
Sky Judge.
I know.
Sounds better.
Issuing rulings from bench high.
You ever wonder that though? Like when Ed Hockley would go to the
sounds like something
booth.
From.
I would love for there to be
sci-fi
like
sci-fi movie.
I would love for there to be like a gavel sound effect every time the Sky Judge comes flying in with a ruling.
Right. Something from Total Recall. We're going to take you to the Sky Judge.
Yeah,
be on this levitating witness stand.
Well, here's the mic'd up how it went over the weekend in the AAF. The Sky Judge and how it works and is implemented in the game.
Terry Valenti, the replay
official. He's rolling on the ground. He's using the ground to keep it in there. The ground helps him. We're going to let it stand.
So she's going to agree with the call on the field. No touchdown. She feels that the ground helped the catch at the end of the catch.
He's definitely touched. Ball is down on the ground sliding. Okay, we're gonna wait a minute, 1 second. We've got an elbow down.
How is
got
this better it, than the NFL? Touch.
Nope, we're gonna overturn this
talking.
And reverse this to a catch in the end zone for a score by Orlando. Okay. He's got possession, he tucks it in, his elbow hits, the ball is in control in his arms. Okay. We've got a score.
Well, she got the call right.
Got the call right. That's all that matters. Talked her way into it.
But how is that any better?
Well,
what's happening in the NFL?
You have to transport yourself into a game and a play that matters somewhere to somebody.
Because the bumbling referee is upstairs in the booth instead of on the field looking at it?
But imagine
what's the diff?
Beetle, imagine how compelling that would be if it were happening to a team or in a game that you cared about. That's where it would make a difference.
You know who she sounds
like?
Oh,
and the entertainment value, of course.
Yes.
I'm talking about the process of actually issuing a ruling.
The process still
sucks. Entertainment value through the roof.
Entertainment value.
Oh, I'd love it if the NFL did that.
Yes. You know what that
sounds
like?
Make that part transparent.
You know how like we do that Wednesday, Thanksgiving Day thing that we do every year at the high school calls? Who's that woman?
Oh, she does sound like the woman doing the PA.
You guys down there, we got to give them goal line stuff.
We're going to Wait a minute.
Yeah, we're rooting for you to get a little goal.
Oh, we're
going to
get a touchdown here.
Yeah.
You just wait.
Sounds like that, doesn't she? Yeah.
Good catch, though.
See, that or Paula Deen's doing the Sky Judge.
Yeah. Hold on. Got to add another stick of butter. Hold on.
Yeah. Can't have enough butter in
touchdown.
Touchdown.
I'm just going to dip this call in some egg, and I'm going to fry it up.
And unfortunately, a little fumble back there in the backfield. But it was recovered by the Wildcats.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
All I know is it beat the NBA. NBA game of the night.
Okay, we're gonna wait a minute, 1 second.
It's her.
Yeah. Maybe that helps her.
It's the same person.
Helped her to get that gig.
Not the same person. Anybody up in the booth now is just going to be the same person that happens to have a woman's voice. So it's her.
Well,
it's got to be her.
With that sort of southern drawl, you know?
Yeah. You saw the plays, though?
I did.
Got the call right. I was pissed off watching that thing. I'm like, he caught that.
Hold on now. We got elbow underneath it. He controls the ball. Oh, we're going to reverse this. This is going to be a catch.
It's going to be a touchdown.
Yeah, the process still sucks.
Okay, wait a minute. We've got an elbow down.
Wait a minute.
Pod down the stadium, Mike. Keep the stadium mic a little bit lower.
Wait a minute.
Work the kinks out.
They don't play that in stadium, though. They only do it on television. You should do it in stadium, too. They'd really have something entertainment value-wise. Maybe they'd sell a few more tickets. Sparse crowds in the AAF this weekend.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.